Tully's silence so far had helped Smeds keep going. If Tully wanted it bad enough to take what he had been, then maybe it really was as good as he talked. The big hit? The one they had been seeking all their lives? Could it be? For that reason alone, Smeds would endure. Fish agreed with Tully.
I wouldn't start before tomorrow night. At the earliest. Maybe the night after. We have a lot of scouting to do. We'll all have to learn the ground, the way we learn the geography of a lover.
Smeds frowned. Was this no talk, Fish?
We have to find a secure place to camp and establish a secondary base for emergencies.
Smeds could not keep quiet.
What the hell is all this shit? Why don't we just go out there and chop the damned thing down and get out of here?
Shut up, Smeds!
Tully snapped.
Where the hell have you been for the last 10 days? Get the shit out of your ears and use your head for something besides keeping them from banging together.
Smeds shut up. His ears were open suddenly, and they had caught a very sinister undertone in Tully's voice. His cousin had begun to sound like he regretted letting him in on the deal. Like maybe he was thinking Smeds was too dumb to be left to live. Right now, he had on that same contemptuous look Fish wore so often. He closed his eyes, shut out his companions, let his mind roll back over the past 10 days, picking up things that he had heard without really hearing because he had been so busy feeling sorry for himself. Of course they couldn't just strut out there and chop the damned tree down. There were soldiers watching the Barrowland, and even if there weren't any soldiers, there was the tree itself. That was supposed to be big mojo. Sorcery there great enough to have survived the dark struggle that had hammered the guts out of this killing ground. All right. It wasn't going to be easy. He would have to work for it harder than he'd ever worked for anything in his life. And he would have to be careful. He would have to keep his eyes open and his brain working. He wasn't going to give the Kimbrough girls music lessons out here. That day and night they rested. Even Old Man Fish said he needed it. Next morning, Fish went to scout for a campsite. Tully said,
"You got blisters up to your butt, Smeds. You stay here. Take care of them the way Fish said. You gotta get in shape to move if we got to move. Timmy, come on."
"Where are you going?" Smeds asked.
"Gonna try getting close to that town. See what we can find out."
They went. Fish came back an hour later.
"That was quick. Find a place?"
"Not a very good one. River's moved some since I was up here. Bank's 200 yards over there. Not much room to run. Let me look at them feet."